Blog Talk Radio.
Perpetual heart. As the years of time dull the senses, and the ages the life that God has given, never will it leave me guessing, unknowing what the future holds. Faithfully I cherish the truth that has been spoken as I listen intensely to this enchanting phrase, holding dear the words that speak everlasting content, which leaves me spellbound by the uncensored poignancy that they entail. Lovingly, his generous spirit caresses my soul, defining the true meaning of love, expressing his depth of emotion as I hear him say to me, always, now, and forever. Even through the passage of time, it will remain true and unwavering, not like the heart that beats unfaithfully, but to the rhythm that never loses its pace, strong and unyielding to temptation, never ceasing from doubt or withholding its business, that abounds like an overflowing stream. In a whisper so softly spoken that glides gently through the air like an embodied soul, it reaches me and makes me weak from the power that it emits, overtaking me, rendering me speechless, but unafraid, realizing that yours is never-ending love. That was one of my poems from a very, very long time ago, which brings us to the topic of today's show. Thank you again for joining me on Book Chat with Vivian and Moore. I appreciate you for tuning in today. And last week, just to do a quick recap, we talked about the book club, and so today we want to continue talking about the book club, fiction and nonfiction books this week. And I was just wondering if there are male book clubs out there, because when you think of book club, you think of female. Mostly all female, as having only book clubs. But I'm wondering if there are male book clubs out there, and if so, I invite you to call today's show. The number to call today is 657-383-0922. I want to talk about fiction and nonfiction books just for a second here. I have a few fiction books that I think may interest some of the listeners today. The first one on the list is Boy in the Striped Pajamas, and this is by John Boyne. This book been made into a movie quite a few years ago, and it's about the concentration camp in Germany during, I think it was World War II. Let me not say think. I know it was World War II. And so he's a prisoner in one of the concentration camps, and so the other male child that is there, he thinks that the prison attire that he has on is not prison attire, so thus lists the name of the book, the title of the book, Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Another one. And my daughter turned me on to this one. It's called Queen Sugar, and this book is by Natalie Bastille. Her book also is a television movie, and I think it's on the Oxygen Network, if I'm not mistaken. But it is a good read, and my daughter was telling me about it. I haven't had the opportunity to read it yet, but it is definitely on my reading list. She said that this book is wonderful. And you may want to check it out before you actually see. I don't know if it's going to be a miniseries or just a one-time thing on the On Network, on the On Network, Oprah's network. But you may want to read the book first before you actually see it, because sometimes the adaptations are they sort of steer away from the book. I mean, they get in touch. On the book, but some things have changed. So to get the full import of the story, you may want to read the book first before you actually see the miniseries on television. And also, I want to talk about fiction books. Well, actually, just one. I'm sorry, not fiction, nonfiction. Just one book that is a bestseller. And it's a bestseller in so many different countries around the world. And that's the Bible. You know, a lot of us, we don't think of the Bible being one of the great fiction books, nonfiction books. I keep saying that, nonfiction books ever written. And you know, they're not just stories, but these are actually occurrences that happened during the biblical times and still prevalent to this day. So you may want to add the Bible to your reading list, because, I mean, we all need it. We all need religion in our lives. And the Bible is one way for us to know God's word for ourselves. But now moving back to the book club, I personally have never been a part of a book club, but I would love to be a part of one. I don't want to necessarily start a book club since I am a writer and an author, but I would rather someone else do it and just let me join in, because I do read books too, you know, just like everybody else. I write, you know, and that keeps me pretty much occupied, but I do read. I read every day. I may have mentioned it before. I listen to a lot of e-books and audiobooks, and so I get my reading in. I get it in, but I love reading as much as I love writing, and I love talking about the stories that I've read and sharing them with people. And so for all of the listeners out there that are currently in book clubs, remember me. The next time you have your gathering, I would love to know what you're reading so I can catch up on it and perhaps join you. I would love to be able to do that. I was hoping that we would have another caller today like we did last Saturday. That was so great. To be able to chat with someone and for them to actually be interested in one of my books. And I am a big, it's about promoting authors and writers and highlighting some of my favorites. And so I want to do the same thing for you, because there are so many up and coming authors out there that don't have a platform to talk about their book or to advertise their book, then that's very important because you have to reach out in any medium, in every medium possible that you can, because if you want your book to reach the public, to reach the mass public, you have to be very vocal. If not, just putting images out there. On Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, just using every social media medium, that's a tongue twister, that's available to you. And there's so many out there today. I remember when I first started writing, oh gosh, been over 20 some odd years ago, probably moving closer to 30 now. You know, there weren't as many social media outlets then as there are now. So that's a good way for new authors, for self-published authors who do not have an agent, who do not have a major publishing deal, to get your book noticed. And the book clubs is another way, because it gets people talking about books, and, you know, the best form of advertisement is through word of mouth. And so, you know, the more people you can get talking about your books and sharing that information with other people, you know, the better that that your books will sell. You know, I know every author wants to sell books, but you have to promote. You have to self-promote to get that done in any way that you can and as often as you can. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to self-promote. But it helps develop you as a public speaker to be able to go to these different book clubs and to actually, you know, talk about your book or talk about your book. It helps you grow. It really does. It's helped me grow so much because I was such an introverted person. And so writing and doing my blog, I have another blog that I do. And I'm also on many different social media outlets. Pinterest, check it out. I have several different things out there that are not book related, but I would rather you look at the ones that are book related out there. I have one that's under it's under my name, Author Vivian E. Moore. Check it out, and it's a link. It has links to my my webpage and also a couple of videos that I did. When I introduced two of my books to the public, I had book release parties. They were like 3 years apart. So check that out. It has a lot of information out there if you want to know more about me. That's a good way to do it. You can also Google me, Vivian E. Moore. You can Google me by my name or you can Google me by my book. And that is Room in the Attic and Love Unrequited. I have a new book due to come out soon. I don't know, but as soon as I get the release date, I will share that with you. But it's called If Tomorrow Comes, and I'm so excited about this book. I've worked on it for a while, and it's a two-part series, so please read the first book, and I don't have a date on when the second book will be released either, but it is written. The book is written. I wrote them both at the same time. So, and getting back to the book club before we end here, with about 2 minutes, about 2.5 minutes to go before my segment ends. But again, I want us to focus on book clubs, but also there are many. So me reading the poem to you was to say that you know that. You can have poetry clubs as well, and I'm pretty sure there are plenty out there. Those are pretty unique. Poetry to me is like songs. It's like writing the lyrics to songs. So if we have any poetry lovers out there, or if you want to start a poetry book club or a poetry club, just let me know. You know, you can call or you can drop me an email if you want to, and I'll give you my email address. It's Vivian E. Moore at iCloud.com, and you can send me messages if you want to. You can send me some of your poetry, email it to me, and I will read it on air for you and just shout you out. I thank you for those who are listening in today to the show. I invite you again to next week's show. The topic will, I may focus on myself. Because I haven't really talked about me that much or my book. And so next week we're going to touch on that as well as share with you a few more books and titles, books that are hot right now out on the at the different online bookstores and also in bookstores. Thank you again for joining me today. I really appreciate the time. That you guys take out of your schedule to give me 15 minutes of your day. I thank you so very much. This is Vivian E. Moore, and I look forward to talking to you again next week at the same time, 6 p.m. Thanks. God bless. Mm-hmm.